For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Frenier. This Friday is Holyoke, Massachusetts Mayor Alex Morse's last day in the job. Morse received national attention in 2011 when he was elected the city's youngest and first openly gay mayor at age 22. Late last year, he announced he wasn't running for re-election, and now he's resigning to become town manager of Provincetown. I spoke with Morse this week and asked about the difference between answering to a select board in his new job instead of to voters.
In a town manager select board form of government, all of us have an incentive to work together and collaborate and deliver for the residents of Provincetown. Whereas a mayor council form of government, not everyone necessarily wants to row in the same boat. And oftentimes people want to help sink the boat. When I took office as mayor back in 2012, we had a 15-member city council. And going through the process in Provincetown, I was told I would need to have thick skin and navigate, different dynamics in town government. And, the fact that I've worked with a largely, I think, dysfunctional 15-member city council for 6 years and now a 13-member board of different ambitions and personalities and a very fragmented city government in many ways has required pretty tremendous leadership and an ability to bring people together to deliver results for the city. And so I think it's a welcome change for me that I have five committed adults that love the town of Provincetown, that want to make progress happen. And they were looking for someone that could help bring them together, bring the town together, bring out the best in town employees and senior managers.
When you look back at your 9+ years as mayor of Holyoke, what's the biggest accomplishment for you?
As a kid that grew up here in Holyoke, I remember that our democracy, I think, was fragile and almost non-existent. We had the same faces in office year after year on the council, the school committee, and the mayor's office. And it certainly didn't look like the community that we have. We're about 50% Latino, even upwards of that now. And you would never know it looking at our government 10 years ago. And I think, I could talk a lot about progress in our public schools and economic development, downtown revitalization, but I think the thing I'm most proud of is opening up the doors of City Hall to people in communities and neighborhoods that oftentimes felt ignored or excluded. We have a government now that looks more like the people we represent. We have historic numbers of women and people of color on boards and commissions, serving as department heads, and also just making investments in neighborhoods that have been divested from for so long. And so I hope and think my legacy will be, making Holyoke a more inclusive, just, and equitable community. And those will be forces and progress that will continue to impact our city for years and decades to come.
You mentioned the schools. In 2015, the state took over Holyoke's schools, citing them as chronically underperforming. And 6 years later, the state still has control of the schools. Do you regret that you're leaving before the schools are back under local control?
No, I've oftentimes said that I think this obsession with control misses the point. I worry less about local control versus receivership. I worry more about outcomes and the quality of education that our students are receiving. And so I think we're on our way to local control, but I would also say that receivership was to some extent a turning point in accountability and raising expectations for all students in our district. And I couldn't in good faith as mayor defend a system that was largely failing our Latino children in the public school system.
As you look back at your time in office, is there anything that you regret or something that you wish you had more time to focus on?
Of course, while we've accomplished a lot over the last decade, there are still, many challenges ahead. And I've been frustrated over the years by, a much larger system that I think doesn't allow mayors and policymakers and leaders in communities like Holyoke to make the substantive change that needs to be made for the most vulnerable members of our community. And oftentimes government is slow and bureaucracy, there's a lot of inertia to making progress in as quick a way as I think people need it. And so that's one of the things about government sometimes I lament, despite the fact that we've made progress. Of course, I think there are moments in time over the last decade where, I may have had poor judgment, and I've certainly learned from those experiences. I will never forget, November 2012, when I briefly flirted with a casino in the city. I think that was a real turning point in my tenure as mayor, because I learned very quickly that, at the end of the day, I need to stick to my convictions and I should never try to be everything to everyone.
Last year, you were in a contentious Democratic congressional primary against U.S. Representative Richard Neal, one that included charges against you that you've described as a manufactured scandal. Did this race change you as a person at all?
I think the race It was certainly an experience, and I do think the word charges is a little bit of a misnomer. There were false allegations, and charges implies something much more serious. But at the end of the day, very grateful that two subsequent investigations found no wrongdoing or violation of policy. But besides the point of the question, I think that campaign, coupled with nearly 10 years in the mayor's office and a very difficult, challenging job in an increasingly hostile and divisive political and cultural environment, is an incredibly difficult time to communicate and to govern. And it takes critical focus and intention to overcome those challenges. And so I will say the last 7 months of my life have been some of the most restorative personally. Since the September 1st election, I've had time to look back at my time as mayor, to look back at the congressional campaign, and really focus on where I want to be and who I want to be in the years to come. And, you know, I turned 32 a few months ago. I have my entire life ahead of me. And, you know, getting back to the joys of life, things that I think are most important, be it my family and my friends and, you know, my dog Oliver, who I likely wouldn't have gotten if I won the election last September. And obviously I wouldn't be head at the Provincetown for this incredible opportunity if I won that election. So I'm very thankful for what has transpired over the last several months, both professionally, but almost more importantly, personally, reconnecting with who I am and who I want to be. And I certainly don't want to be that person in Washington that spends time with lobbyists and folks that have no interest in who I am as a person other than getting access for personal gain.
Do you think you'll run for an elected position again? You still have about $85,000 in your federal campaign account.
I will likely be closing that account in the next few weeks and donating it all to charity and closing that account very soon. And so at the moment, I want to transition to not being a candidate and just to doing good work with good people.
And finally, your entire professional career has been about Holyoke. You grew up there. You became mayor right out of college. How weird is it going to feel for you when your primary responsibility and even your address is in an entirely different part of the state?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Holyoke is my home. I was born here. I've been here my entire life. Even when I went to college in Rhode Island, I was back and forth quite often. But, you know, my family still lives here. My friends, I'm invested here. I always will be. I'll be back quite often. You know, but I also, over the last several months, as I've reflected on both the congressional campaign and my time as mayor, I didn't want to wake up in 30 years and say I never left and I never got out of my comfort zone. At age 32, with the experience that I have, it's important for me to get out and have a new personal and professional experience. And I think, honestly, a change of scenery will be good for me. It'll be good for my family and be good for my personal life.
Alex Morse is the outgoing mayor of Holyoke, Massachusetts. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Adam.
You're listening to New England Public Media.